One, good to see you tonight. Glad you came to worship with us. We're going to begin our worship time tonight with the handbells playing. Hark the herald angels sing. Thank you, Bells. They're going to accompany us along with the piano as we sing some Christmas carols together. Sing with me. Revealed in us.
herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
All right. It's great to see all of you here on this Christmas Eve 2023. God bless you for being here, and so grateful that you have chosen to come tonight with your family and with your friends to be a part of this doxology of Christmas praise as we celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you stand with me as we pray together? Father in heaven, we pause this evening to thank you because you are the reason for the season. Thank you that you still are the answer for the world today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you stepped out of heaven's glory to come and to come on a mission to die on a cross and to shed your blood to cover the sins of mankind and then to rise victoriously over death, hell, and the grave and to give us life everlasting, to make your ascension back into heaven and then know that you're coming again one of these days. And Father, we thank you for the hope that we have in the Christ of Christmas, of whom we sing about, of whom we speak about, of whom is a part of our everyday life when we know you in a personal way. Thank you for these that have gathered this evening. Bless them, their families, be with them, watch over them. In this new year, I pray, O God, for peace, for happiness, for joy. I pray for divine protection upon each life. And Father, we come tonight to celebrate in word and song the preciousness of the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Would you turn around and meet and greet someone tonight before we sing again?
Invite you to sing with us.
Come, all ye faithful.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. hosts of angels sing in exaltation. Oh, sing all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet Thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to Thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Christ the
Christmas wishes miss the point I could convey. If only I could find the words to say to let you know how much you've touched my life, because here is where you're finding me, in the exact same place as New Year's Eve. And from the lack of my persistency, we're less than half as close as I want to. Opened your eyes, did you realize that you would be my savior? And the first breath that left your lips, did you know that it would change this world forever? And the first time that you opened your eyes, did you realize that you would be my savior? And the first breath that left your lips, did you know that it would change this world forever? Thank you. so I could one day pray for you to save my life. Pray for you to save my life. Pray for you to save my life.
Invite you to stand with us again as we sing some more. Come, O come, Emmanuel. Gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows full to fly. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O favorite Christmas song, What Child Is This? This is Christ the King. Come for us.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds walk are keeping this day. shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. While I see in such mean estate, where ox and lamb are feeding, good Christian fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and aid. The babe, the Son of Mary. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him on, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Aren't you thankful that Jesus came? Amen. Please be seated and listen as Keith comes to sing, Mary, Did You Know?
Did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you'll kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day lead the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect plan? A sleeping child you're holding is a great I.
Amen. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Keith. Reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, beginning at verse 8. In the book of Isaiah, we read these words, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Then reading from Luke chapter 2, the Christmas story. In Luke chapter 2, verses 1 and following, we read these words. "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said unto them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Tonight, on Christmas Eve, I think back as Keith was singing that song a few moments ago, Mary, did you know? Mary knew some things. She knew the things that had been given to her by the angel, but there were a lot of things that Mary was pondering in her heart that she could not begin to conceive. She could not even begin to comprehend the things that she was going to be the vehicle through which the Christ that we sing about at Christmas would come. In fact, I call this Christmas doxology. The word doxology comes from two Greek words that mean praise or glory. A word or an expression of praise and glory. And tonight, you and I have assembled here to give praise and glory to the Christ of Christmas. When I think about what Christmas means, you see, we say Jesus is the reason for the season, and he certainly is the only reason for the season. But if you took Christ out of Christmas, there would be no Christmas. You and I would not be here this evening. We would not have the living hope that we have. In fact, there are three things tonight I want to leave with you as we go in a few moments. But when I think of the Christ of Christmas, he existed long before he was ever born. He existed long before he was ever born in a manger in a place called Bethlehem of Judea. Let me tell you, tonight we come together, we join our hearts, we lift our voices in praise and adoration. We hear the Christmas bells that are playing. We see the glimmer of the lights and the various colors and the splashes of the Christmas season. We join together with friends, with family, to celebrate this wonderful time of the year. But you know, Christmas should be something that we celebrate every single day of life, because the Christ of Christmas is with those and lives in the heart of those that know him as their personal Lord and Savior. For the past two Sunday mornings, we looked at Christmas biology about Jesus being born of the Virgin Mary. This morning, we looked at Christmas theology, that he was both God and man come to this world. And the reason he came to this world was so that in his 100% humanity, he could identify with all of the things that you and I experience in life, the things that are the good things, the things that are the bad things. He understood what it was like to be alone. He understood what it was like to be lonely. He understood what it was like to be in isolation. He understood what it was like to be falsely accused. He understood what it was like to have grief and sorrow and pain and suffering and blood shed. He came as the God-man, fully human, yet without sin, and fully 100% divine. He was still God in human flesh. He stepped out of heaven's glory and came into this world that is filled with sin and heartache and sickness and all of the many other things that have fallen upon this fallen world. He came so that he might give the greatest gift of all, himself, to die on a cruel cross, to shed his blood to cover our sins so that we might have eternal life when we reach out and receive the wonderful gift of his amazing, wonderful grace. I want to leave you tonight with three points before we sing and light our candles of Silent Night as Ken comes. First of all, on this Christmas Eve, be thoughtful. Be thoughtful that Jesus identified with us by robing himself in human flesh and stepping out of heaven's glory to come to this world to identify with us. Secondly, be thankful that in his coming, he had a mission. And that mission was that he would be crucified for us so that we might have redemption through his blood atonement. And thirdly, on this Christmas Eve, not only be thoughtful that Jesus came and identified with us in human flesh, but to be thankful that Jesus came to be crucified in our place for our sins and to rise victoriously in resurrection so that we might have eternal life. And thirdly, be mindful that Jesus is magnified over us. When I think of Mary, did you know Jesus existed long before that day, 2,000 years in Bethlehem? He has always existed, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. To all of you, I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a blessed new year, and I wish for you the joy and the happiness that we all experience, especially around the Christmas season, but may it fill your lives each day with the expectant urgency to know that the most important thing in all of life is the Christ of Christmas and to know him in a personal and an intimate way. You see, that's what Christmas is all about. God wrapped himself and came to earth so that we might unwrap in him the greatest gift of all, and that is everlasting life. Would you bow with me as we stand together, as I pray? Would you just, in this prayer right now, would you just go ahead and turn your candle on as the lights are dimmed? And I'm going to pray and then we're going to sing Silent Night. Father God, thank you for these that have taken the time tonight to be a part of this candlelight service. And Father, to remember that you gave the first Christmas gift and it was the greatest gift that could ever be given. Thank you that you loved us so much that you gave yourself and you took our sins to the cross and you covered them with your blood and that you rose victoriously in resurrection and you are the living hope of this world. You are the reason for Christmas. And Father, tonight we pause in gratitude and in doxology of praise and thanksgiving for the wonderful living hope that we have in the living Christ of Christmas, and whose name we pray. And all God's people said, amen.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, found yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Would you please extinguish your candle and leave them laying there in the pew? And we will pick those up at the end of the service. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. Would you turn and wish someone a Merry Christmas? And God speed you on your way to where you're going.